one of the first songs I've ever done. Back in 69, had a guy named Arlie Gunther. He had a song I called, it was called Alice's Restroom. It went like this. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. It was a popular song at the time. I was just learning guitar, and I forgot to make the song the same style as Arlie Gunther. But now I gotta remember now, I was under the influence of Huff and Glue, drinking alcohol, and smoking dope. So to say the least, this song's a little far out. Alright, on the count of 4,002. 1, 2, nah, just kidding. Get happy, smile, come on. Let's laugh, let's have some fun. Come on, happy time. Happy. It started out one lazy afternoon. There's me, Clyde and Elmo. It was Clyde, my pet kid, and Elmo, my pet spider. We was down in the basement doing nothing when I decided to go upstairs. Get some sandwiches and beer. Sandwiches and beer. Get happy, smile, laugh, come on, have fun. When I Clyde got sick, and Elmo got drunk, and Elmo tried to whip Clyde, and it was a fight, man. Left jabs, uppercuts, black eyes and blood. Then there was a knock on the back door. There was a knock on the back door. Get happy, smile, laugh, come on, have fun. Well, I usually get up and answer the back door when someone knocks on the back door. And before I finish this here song, I gotta bring Shlomo. Hey, Shlomo, come here, Shlomo.
Come on, Eddie. What do you mean? I'm supposed to help you on this song. You forgot my part. Okay.
Shlomo's gonna come and help finish this song for me. You know I'm in the middle of it.
Well, usually answer the back door with someone knock on the back door. I did 5 push-ups, flushed the toilet, opened the back door, and there was a big mother sucker standing at the way. Big looking dude, man. Looked me out of King Kong. He looked like a Harford with a whale, and he was a big mother sucker, alright.
Get happy, smile, laugh, come on, have fun. When our size didn't bother me that much, just what he was wearing was powerful, but good. And get this, man, he was wearing a multicolored polka dot Ralph Nader spear diagonal sweatshirt. Then he had a pair of straggly purple shorts. He had a green hat, big orange ball on, then a pair of white psychedelic orzo peaky sneakers, little black X's on. He had a tattooed of a new roach on his left elbow. Underneath it said tattooed by Big Mama. And when I seen that the roach's legs were shaved, I said to myself, I said, self, close the door, man. This guy's a weirdo, man. Close the door. Get happy, smile, laugh, come on, have fun.
Well, as I proceeded to close the door, it stuck inside 16 BF of the doorway. BF, that's Bigfoot for you numbers out there. You open the door, he grabbed me by the collar, he nailed me against the wall, and he said, Shlomo, I'm gonna sell you bug spray.
Man, I was scared, I was so scared I couldn't even talk. I said, bug spray, what do I need bug spray for? You said, Ed, there's bugs all over your house. And Ed, there's bugs all over the neighborhood. And there's bugs
all over the world.
We gotta get rid of them critters. You know, he had a terrible voice, but I wasn't gonna tell him. He had potential to do my body lots of harm. He could make my face look like a weak old bowl of jello. So I said, okay, sir, how much does it cost?
So he hits me the price. $10.92. I go, wait a minute, that's a powerful lot of money for just a kind of bug spray. How come it costs so much?
He said, hey, the reason why it costs so much is cause you're gonna get blue blood bugs, man. Red suckers, man, roaches. They gonna be driving Cadillacs, wearing jewelry. You know, they gonna be rolling the dough, you know. Get happy, smile, laugh, come on, have fun.
Well, I don't want to argue his logic. I don't want to argue this guy at all. So I gave him the money, he gave me the can, and I noticed that on the can, there wasn't a sprayer. I said, sir, pardon me, but they don't spray on this can. How in the world am I going about killing these bugs?
He said, Ed, listen to me good now, because I'm only going to tell you once, Ed. You get that can, right? You stick it precisely to 12 foot by 12 foot, right? You paint all the walls white. You take off all your clothes. You fill the bathtub half with lukewarm water. You put an electric fan there, singing Lindsay Wayne, Nestor F, and F sharp, free lab. When a book comes up to read the label, you swat them dead.
Wait a minute, you must be the fox! You're the fox! You're trying to trick me! I'm probably gonna give me some blind mosquito, won't be able to find the can! How about some dumbass roach don't know how to read?
Said, Ed, don't worry about it, they're all reading out, they're all well educated. They all got 20/20 vision, Ed, don't worry about it, okay, I ain't gonna worry about it. Get happy, smile, laugh, come on, have fun. Well, we made the transaction, and as he walked off, this guy was a big mother sucker, alright? He blocked the sunset, and I noticed that on the back of his multicolored polka dot Ralph Nader split diagonal sweatshirt. Now get this, man, there was a picture of Lloyd Bridges without his bridges. I mean, like, gag me for spoon, really. Well, I did like he told me. I got the camera. Right? I stuck up beside him in a 12-foot by 12-foot room. I painted all the walls white. I took off all my clothes. I filled the bathtub half filled with lukewarm water. I put the electric fan. I stood there and sang the list. Went on F sharp, real head. Upcoming big rotary lab. I got a baseball bat and squished him over the can. And that's the end of the story. And the story's called Bug Spray.
Alright, song's over. We can all go back to the mental institution now. See you later. It was nice being out. We'll let us out for vacation once in a while. Hey, my sweet dad gets a little tight. Can you loosen it?